Blog Talk Radio.
Notorious is this Jane Kim, whose family apparently escaped Korea during the Korean War, and she was born in New York. And she came to San Francisco from New York, and she apparently is into all these left-wing politics, a.k.a. so-called progressive, which is really the communists in the closet. And they promote all of these controversial issues, everything from pedophilia, vote fraud, using HUD funds for their friends and steering all kinds of public funds and contracts to their political supporters. Anyway, what is really troubling about this Kim woman is that she, even though her family benefited from American military intervention in Korea and apparently escaped there and ended up in New York, she refuses to salute the flag or do the Pledge of Allegiance. Excuse me, I got a slight problem in my throat. And she's not the only one, you know, but she's one of the most notorious. And now she was on the San Francisco Board of Education with controversies in that was the worst school district and still is in the country. Everything from pedophilia to steering of contracts to the board members' political supporters. One board member was dining at Neiman Marcus and flying all around to Miami Beach, the narco bankers. She also referred to Jews as dirty people. She fortunately died of, I hate to say it, but breast cancer recently. She came from Colombia, the notorious Rosario Anaya, the Bolivian cocaine connection, according to court records. Anyway, just one. And then Kim got elected to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, where she refuses to salute the flag or to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Yet she wants to collect this big salary. It's over $110,000 a year, plus funding her campaign supporters, steering contracts their way. And now she's running for state legislature. And expects, kind of figures she's in. Well, she's in all right. But anyway, these people need to be exposed, and we're trying to expose them. The new shadow is exposing these people because there is some sort of government investigation here in San Francisco. And, of course, we have had politicians who have tacit, de facto supported domestic terrorism against American citizens, as well as senior citizen and military personnel, and no accountability. So this is something we need to think about. We need to start asking these politicians, where do you stand on these issues? Do you believe that America needs to be protected from not only domestic terrorists, but public corruption? And, you know, the pedophiles who won't leave children alone, as well as the pornographers, the people who are involved in vote fraud, and non-accountability for our millions of dollars that they get for contracts for everything from affordable housing to health, education, and senior citizens, and poor food programs such as food stamps. Anyway, we're just doing this very short one because we've had some problems with Skype, and so we're going to end with our usual politics and poker. We hope to be back. Well, no, I think this is appropriate. I think I'll play the Warren Harding, President Harding, when he talks about Americanism, and I think this is appropriate for today. Excuse me. That, you know, we need to renew our values, and these kids today don't know what our values are because they're not talked about. And I think this is appropriate. I think we've got a few minutes, so we'll play, what's his name, an excerpt from, we're having a little problem. It's not only Skype, it's just I'm having all these problems suddenly with Skype and the rest. But here, I think this is appropriate from George M. Cohen singing, "It's a Grand Old Flag."
Sing a song of Wall Street and the war dead. Every day we get a little more dead. Every time our Congress goes in session, they achieve a gain in the depression. There are reds in Russia, there are whites in Prussia, there are blues most everywhere. Let's string the three together and fly them in the air. You are men, and you are free men. Maybe someone ought to wave the flag. Now is when you've got to be men. Maybe someone ought to wave the flag. Make a braver land of the braves. Don't you waver, just let her wave. She's a grand old flag, and don't let her drag. Maybe someone ought to wave the flag.
Jim Cohen. Here's President Warren Harding talking about Americanism.
My countrymen, the first flaming torch of Americanism was lighted in framing the Federal Constitution in 1787. The Pilgrims signed their simple and majestic covenant a full century and a half before and set aflame their beacon of liberty on the coast of Massachusetts. Other pioneers of New World freedom were rearing their new standards of liberty from Jamestown to Plymouth for five generations before Lexington and Concord heralded the new era. It was all American in the best and result, yet all of it lacked the soul of nationality. In simple truth, There was no thought of nationality in the revolution for American independence. The colonists were resisting a wrong, and freedom was their solace. Once it was achieved, nationality was the only agency suited to its preservation. Americanism really began when roped in nationality. The American Republic began the blazed trail of representative popular government. Representative democracy was proclaimed the state agency of highest human freedom. America headed the forward procession of civil, human, and religious liberty, which ultimately will affect the liberation of all mankind. The Federal Constitution is the very base of all Americanism, the Ark of the Covenant of American Liberty, the very temple of equal rights. The Constitution does abide and ever will, so long as the Republic survives. Let us hesitate before we surrender the nationality which is the very soul of highest Americanism. This Republic has never failed humanity, nor endangered civilization.
So, we're going to play the rare recording of John Philip Sousa, the composer and bandmaster of the Marines, and here he conducts the Stars and Stripes. Special unusual salute to Flag Day And later this month is Armed Forces Day. So we should be back hopefully either Wednesday or Friday. Thank you for listening. Good night. And salute the flag and pledge allegiance to that flag for which it stands, for liberty and justice for all.